The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We are learning that the Manhattan DA's office has asked for a meeting with law enforcement ahead of a potential Trump indictment.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious than the flu.
Though. Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, yeah. Too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none. How many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
I made a spreadsheet. Those numbers, they don't match up.
On a certain level, if just as a layperson, you hear this, and it doesn't sound good. John Robinson Walker, he gets $3 million from a Chinese space company and proceeds to wire it out to a bunch of people named Biden.
Oh, that's bad.
So, again, from a layperson, that doesn't look good.
My main area of expertise is canines.
Dogs, to the layperson.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So today they decided to have another witness before the grand jury in Manhattan that's pondering if, I don't know if you could say, they've been convened to indict Donald Trump. You know the old saying, a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich. This would indict a ham sandwich hold a ham. It's a scam is what it is. It's a lawfare grift, but they found out that there's this guy named Bob Costello. Bob Costello, not Lou Costello, and he used to work in the Southern District, which is the federal prosecutor's office in Manhattan, and. He has a pretty good reputation, and he represented Cohen when Cohen got jammed up after he represented Trump for a while, and so I guess Cohen said that he freed him from his attorney-client privilege. You see, Republicans don't have attorney-client privilege anymore. You may have noticed that if you follow these stories about what happens, but Democrats. And Cohen is a Democrat. Democrats still have attorney-client privilege. But Costello said, I'm not going to talk about what you and I discussed when you were in legal jeopardy for your book unless I get a waiver of attorney-client privilege. And Cohen gave it to him, which turns out to be a mistake apparently. I don't know if it'll make any difference in the long term. But today, Costello spoke to the grand jury, and they usually tell you when you go before a grand jury, please don't say anything, but you're not forbidden. You can do what you want. So he came out on the steps of the courthouse today. Apparently, I haven't seen the video, but I think it just from looking at all of the microphones around him, he spoke to the press after he appeared before the grand jury. So here's here's the sound cut from Bob Costello, and this is kind of exculpatory evidence for Donald J. Trump.
Do you have any evidence that he did not pay off Stormy Daniels on behalf of Mr. Trump?
Well, here's
that's
what he
the heart of it.
Yeah, the heart of it is that Michael Cohen told us that he was approached by Stormy Daniels' lawyer, and Stormy Daniels had negative information that she wanted to put in a lawsuit against Trump. So Michael Cohen decided on his own, that's what he told us, on his own to see if he could take care of this. So he sat with the lawyer for Stormy Daniels. They negotiated a non-disclosure agreement for $130,000. So I said, Michael, where did you get the $130,000? Is that Trump's money? No, it's not. Well, where did you get it? Did you take it out of your own account? No. Again, how did you get it? I took out a HELOC loan for $130,000. I said, why would you do that? He said, because I wanted to keep this secret. even secret from my own wife. He said, if I took $130,000 out of my account, she'd know right away, and I'd have to tell her what's going on. I didn't want Melania to know. I didn't want my wife to know.
So, okay, so you have Cohen is going to say that Trump told him to cut the deal. Cohen is a convicted felon and, as Trump pointed out, a jailbird. He lied to Congress. He lied to he committed bank fraud. And on the other hand, you have Costello, who is not a convicted felon, who is not a jailbird, who was a former federal prosecutor. He's going to say that he was told something totally different when he was the lawyer for Cohen. I would think this would make it somewhat more difficult for them to do anything against Trump. I don't know if it does away with his jeopardy altogether, but I think it makes it even less likely that they're going to get a conviction. And you know, they talk about this, you know, that it's a bad jury pool for Trump in Manhattan. Obviously it is. But I don't think it's quite as bad as D.C. would be for him. I mean, all you need is one juror, one out of 12, you know, it's a mistrial. And, you know, I just look, they get my daughter on that jury. I think they're getting a mistrial. And I think a lot of people know people like my daughter that still live in Manhattan. Not nearly as many as used to, obviously, but still. There, it's not as crazy as D.C., I don't think. Because, you know, Manhattan, you still have a private sector to a degree. 844-500-4242. Here's another cut from Bob Costello after his grand jury appearance today.
Have you been touch with Mr. Trump?
No, not yet. I'm sure that I will speak to my client, Rudy Giuliani, and tell him, and at some point, I'm sure Trump will know. Yeah.
Did Rudy urge you to do this?
No. I'm the one who decided to do this. A lot of people cautioned me against it because I had nothing to gain. The only thing I'm doing is trying to tell the truth to the grand jurors because I read all these lies in the media that are being promoted by one side.
Exactly. That's the problem. I mean, it's all one-sided, and the media is part of the team. They don't care. There's no attempt. And besides, how do you deny something like this? You just say it's BS, and they say, he says that, but he doesn't like Cohen because Cohen used to be his lawyer. So, you know, remember all the lies they've said about Cohen? Cohen went to Prague. That was part of Hillary Clinton's scam, the Russian collusion hoax. Remember, Cohen had made recordings in of Trump demanding that he commit crimes. Remember those stories? And you know what? We know this because the feds had were wiretapping. And I'm not a lawyer. I've never been a prosecutor, but I've covered federal court. And I read that and I said, I think they're getting the wiretap confused with a pen register. 5 hours later, correction, the story was, it was actually a pen register. A pen register, that means if they have a pen register on this phone, they would know who's calling me. I get a lot of goofy calls. I bet it's possible I got a call from First Republic telling me not to worry about the stock going down another 45% today. But it doesn't mean that they have me on tape. All this BS. And he lied. He went into Congress and he lied. He's a proven liar. Like Clinton. Like Hillary. These are all proven liars that are going up against Trump. 844-500-4242, 339. Trump never signed the non-disclosure agreement, so evidently Trump didn't know about it. Yeah, I mentioned this earlier. She wanted to sue Trump in 2018, Stormy Daniels. And they said, well, wait a second, don't you have a non-disclosure agreement? Isn't that what Avenatti, who's now in prison, another jailbird, didn't he say that you signed a non-disclosure agreement. She said Trump never signed the non-disclosure agreement. So if he's involved in this, wouldn't he have signed it? I mean, what was he getting for his $130,000 if he's not going to get a non-disclosure agreement? It's kind of that. That's like paying someone for a hit or making a down payment. You think you're ever going to get any money after the hit if you're the hit man? Of course, these feds keep fooling these guys. The last week it was some guy in Melrose that they clipped on this stuff. 844-500-4242-917. You can't be serious about Manhattan. It's a liberal bleep hole. I know that, 917. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying you only need 1 out of 12 jurors. 1 out of 12, okay? God, everybody's so touchy. 844-500-4242. Have a nip. They're talking about banning nips in Boston. We'll get to that as we go through the hour. 844-500-4242. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. It's great. I've had one for over 3 weeks now, and I'm getting a great night's sleep. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in 4 levels. It's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust my recommendation? Well, if you don't love it, you could always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Right now, you can book your ocean view room atop 4 acres of captivating Cape Cod with a half-off coupon by using code Howie23 when you click store at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Click store and enter code Howie23 for a great summer rate at the Nauset Beach Inn. Offer ends March 24th. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which of these was the worst crime? Hillary Clinton spending $1 million in campaign funds for the hoax Russian dossier, John Edwards paying $1 million in campaign funds to his pregnant girlfriend, Bill Clinton paying $850,000 to employee Paula Jones for exposing himself, or Donald Trump giving $130,000 in private funds to Stormy Daniels?
He actually reimbursed. That's if you want to be technical about it, especially after what Costello said in the grand jury. I'm going to say Hillary Clinton spending $1 million to try to fix the presidential race and then destroy Trump's presidency.
90% say Hillary.
All right. Okay. So. This is really humorous stuff. This is, you know, if you're in a bad mood, this is going to put you in a good mood, what we're about to play here. This is Fauci. 2 years ago, Fauci and the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, no relation to the singer in Sha Na Na. Bowser and Fauci went out door to door, knocking on doors in D.C., Southeast D.C., that's not Georgetown. That's the ungentrified part of D.C. And knocking on doors, asking people to get the booster shot, and telling them how much they needed it. And they ran into this one guy, and this is 2 years old, this video. And we pulled the audio off of it, obviously. But, I mean, if I had a video like this, it would have burned a hole in my pocket. I mean, I would have run back to the station to get it onto the – it's so good. I mean, this guy handles Fauci like nobody I've ever seen. Even Rand Paul has never handled him like this, because the thing is, when he's with Rand Paul or Jim Jordan, you know, he's got his dukes up. You know, he's ready to for someone to try to throw a punch at him. He wasn't expecting any of this from this guy. And the woman's voice you're going to hear is Muriel Bowser. But listen to this guy talking to Fauci and putting him down. This is cut five.
People in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccination.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allow thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious than the flu.
Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year.
They make up the numbers. I mean, who the hell are you going to trust? This guy knows it, too. He's giving him the snake eyes. Look, the evil eye, because he knows he's BSing him. He's heard him on TV a million times, lying to him. This is 2 years ago, even before all of the crap we know now, even all the stuff they've copped to was out there. And he's just giving him this crap. The numbers dying of flu? Yeah, because they're all dying of, you put all the people you used to put down of dying of flu, you put them down for COVID so you can beat Donald Trump. Cut six.
About 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
The number that you all giving that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pass?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, it's something else going on with that.
You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city.
Incentive, y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
Exactly. And you know what? Despite what Bowser says, she wasn't afraid. You remember, she was one of these people. Would she go up to the inauguration of somebody in Baltimore, some big party, and she just took off her mask? You know, just like Raimondo. Just like all of them. She didn't care. And now she's going around telling her constituents, her subjects, what they should do. 844-500-4242. But wait, here now this one, that was pretty humorous, listening to that guy handle Fauci and Bowser. This is infuriating, this cut, where he's talking about how they can't, there's certain people they can't get to do what they want them to do. Cut 24.
What are we going to do about those other states?
Oh, my God. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do.
Right.
And we got to break that, you know, unpack that.
We got to break that. We got to break. You hear them? We got to break that. They love the word break. That's the one that Charlie Baker's undersecretary for climate change used. We got to break their will. They want to break. And you know, the thing is, those Republican states, those red states, they had a lower rate by and large than New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, California. All the states that had the most lockdowns are the ones that had the highest rate of death. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. We still got to do some sound cuts from St. Patrick's Day, and we got to do some NIP talk as well. And we'll also take some talk about Trump if you want to keep going with that. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So yesterday was the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast by the politicians at Halitosis Hall. Halitosis Hall has moved around. Before COVID, it was at the convention center, but the number of people that are willing to go has fallen off. So they had to move it to the Iron Workers Hall yesterday. But they had it. It was pretty bleak. Not much to it, but there were a couple of I thought were good lines about Jeff Thiel and Jim Lyons. Some of it had to do with the fact that there weren't any Republicans. They've wiped out the Republicans. There was a Republican Party for 160 years in Massachusetts. Then Jim Jones Lyons became the chairman of the Mass GOP, and now they're an endangered species in the Commonwealth. And then you have Jeff Thiel. He was the candidate for governor last year, and he's a very extinguished member of the business community. And so Karen Spilka, the president of the state senate, she made a joke first about Jeff Thiel. Cut two.
For example, on my way here, guess who my cab driver was? Jeff Thiel.
She said, you don't remember him, neither did the voters. But she kept going, and then she started talking about Jim Lyons. Jim's been, he's under investigations by the attorney. There's got a criminal referral to the AG, the attorney general. The Office of Campaign and Political Finance is investigating him. He's in a photo finishes with a couple of different agency, shall we say. Cut number three.
And by the way, former Mass GOP chair Jim Lyons is also getting ready for his new job, making license plates at Walpole.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sorry, Jim, that Donald Trump presidential pardon is not coming anytime soon.
Meanwhile, Mayor Michelle Wu, on Friday night they have this gathering. It's kind of a dress rehearsal. I think it's a South Boston dinner. They used to call it the Clover Club, which I never understood who actually was the Clover Club. But this time they had it at the convention center. She gave an early version of this joke. I tweeted it out on Saturday, and sure enough, as I predicted, it turned up on Sunday yesterday. And this is Mayor Michelle Wu talking about Jim Jones Lyons. Cut four.
The lineup here at the head table looks different this year. All Democrats on stage. And while this holiday is broadly known as St. Patrick's Day, which celebrates driving all the snakes out of Ireland, in Boston we also call it Evacuation Day, which commemorates driving all the British out of Boston. Today I propose adding a third name, Jim Lyons Day, for his unparalleled contribution in helping us drive all the Republicans out of the state house.
Well, it's true. I mean, you could say she's driving all the taxpayers out of the city of Boston, but he wrecked the Republican Party. I mean, and he left it in destitution. He nominated a string of mainly clowns at the top of the ticket. They dragged everybody else down, and this is what we have to show for it. It's so bad that even the fake Indian could make a joke about the Republican Party. She went back to the cab driver for her joke, the fake Indian. Cut one.
Charlie Baker is over at the NCAA. When I asked him about his prediction for March Madness, he asked if I was talking about the tournament or Jeff Diehl.
How does that one even make sense? What's the joke there? I missed it.
That he's insane. That Jeff Diehl is insane.
What does March have to do with that, though?
March Madness, you know, the NCAA tournament.
I get it. Wasn't that good? Not on Spilka level.
That's why I put it at the end, Taylor.
I like how she also says NCAA. Like, even I know it's NCAA.
I can go either way, but yeah, you're right. She's not a real sports fan. She's not much of a fan of anything. Now she hates rich people, right? She hates rich people, but she thinks that the bailout level for banks should be raised up into the millions of dollars because someone figured out that her donors are the ones who are benefiting more than Republicans are. I mean, people on both sides of the aisle are benefiting, but or will benefit if it goes up. But the most of the people who are going to be paying for it are going to be Republicans because they're the taxpayers. They're the people who work. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I just want to throw this one out here just for a and we'll be talking more about this, I'm sure. You know, Ricardo Arroyo, speaking of how far the city has fallen, Ricardo Arroyo was the guy who ran for DA. Looked like he was going to win. And then it turned out that there'd been some assault allegations against him that had been kind of covered up because his father was a connected politician. And he's a very dodgy character, Ricardo Arroyo. And he ended up losing the race for district attorney. Boston dodged a bullet, if I do say so myself. City Councilor Ricardo Arroyo has filed an order today calling for a hearing on a potential ban of the sale of miniature alcohol bottles, commonly known as NIPS, in Boston. The matter will be discussed at Wednesday's City Council meeting. Arroyo is asking representatives from the Boston Public Health Commission and the Licensing Board to come before the council to discuss the benefits a ban could have on public health. This is from NBC Boston. They have a picture of about a million fireballs. Which are, of course, the most popular NIPS. Although last week I actually saw they had some pictures in the New York Post of all these beach riots going on in Fort Lauderdale, and some of the college students actually had quart bottles of Fireball. Like, man, is that deadly! Whew. Anyway, neighboring cities like Chelsea and Newton and towns like Falmouth, Wareham, and Mashpee already have similar bans in place. My question would be, speaking of neighboring towns, does Somerville have a ban in place? Cambridge? Winthrop? And how about Quincy? Milton? How many of the neighboring cities or towns have these bans in place? Here's what Ricardo said. The data is clear that in cities that have banned the sale of NIPS, there is a significant and positive impact on public health. How about you clean out Mass and Cass? Do you think that might have a significant impact? How about arresting some of the people who are running around the city selling fentanyl? I think that might have a positive public health benefit as well. I'm not defending NIPS. I know exactly what he means when he talks about all the NIPS ending up in the gutter. NIPS are described as bottles of alcohol containing 100 milliliters or less. They are not biodegradable and cannot be recycled in Massachusetts due to their size, which Arroyo said contributes greatly to litter in the city. I agree with that. I admit that. He said 10,000 NIPS were collected in less than 2 months in one instance in his own Hyde Park neighborhood. Chelsea's ban led to a decrease in alcohol-related emergency calls and public intoxication calls. What I think is, if you ban NIPS in Boston, They're gonna instead of buying the fireballs, they're gonna buy the quartz like they had on the beach in Fort Lauderdale last week during spring break. And you know what else they're gonna do? They're gonna start bootlegging. They're gonna start bootlegging them over from Cambridge, Somerville, Quincy, all the neighboring communities. Well, maybe the bootleggers that sell menthol cigarettes could also bootleg nips. They can increase their business. 844-500-4242. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Howie, I got a question for you. Even if Donald J. Trump gets convicted of a felony, can't he technically, under the Constitution, if you really know the Constitution, still run for president of the United States of America?
I don't think it would be possible, but I don't think he's going to be convicted, Doug.
Okay.
I don't think so. Isn't that why they wanted to get him on one of those impeachments, that because then he couldn't run for a second term? I don't know if that was just they were going to try to get him on sedition, which was an absurd charge, or if he was convicted of any crime, he would be banned from running. I don't know the answer to that, Doug.
Wasn't one of those impeachments the same type of impeachment that Joe Biden should be under right now?
Absolutely. I mean, think of it. Joe Biden got $1 million, or his family got $1 million from China, and he lied about it. Not that he was under oath. That's not a crime. But, I mean, what did he get for that $1 million? And that's just the first bunch of documents that we've seen. There's a lot more coming.
Yeah, he probably got a secret spy ring, decoder ring from China.
Well, we know his son got a 3-carat diamond ring. The guy came up and knocked on his door, the same guy who runs that company that sent him the $1 million. And that's just one of those companies. Again, they took money. The Bidens took money from the Ukrainians. They took money from the Russians. They took money from the Chinese. There have also been rumors that they took money from other countries as well. Thanks for the call, Doug. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. I think you got to take some good credit yourself for destroying the Republican Party this last go-around. I mean, you destroyed everybody down ticket, by the way. Not only did you not support Deal, but you just, like, you destroyed him every chance you got. And
it's not, you know, Bob, how is it my fault? I'm just a guy with a column and a talk show. That's all I got. He didn't campaign. They didn't raise any money. They had $700,000 in the bank when Lyons came in. They left with $600,000 in unpaid bills. They violated all sorts of apparently campaign finance violations. They took money that was supposed to go to printers and they poured it into Deal's doomed campaign. He wasn't even campaigning. They didn't try to get any of the mail-in ballots. How is any of this my fault? They didn't try to get mail-in ballots, Bob. How is that on me?
What about the down ticket guys, Howie, that lost by not too much, but because of your, you know, spewing your venom against Deal that he had no.
I helped the people down ticket. I helped the people down ticket. I helped Hodgson. I wrote Hodgson a column pointing out how bad his opponent was, Hero. I tried to help those guys. It's Lyons who did. Lyons and Deal did nothing. They took money from Hodgson's that was supposed to go for Hodgson's printer, and they took it out of that account and they put it in Deal's account for these stupid ads that he was running. And they took money. They hired private detectives to run around and chase Mara Healey and her girlfriend that she lived with, an appellate court judge. And then they stiffed the guy. They stiffed him. Why? What kind of Republicans stiff other Republicans for $600,000? What kind of Republicans get instructions on what they can do and not do legally, and then do something illegally, Bob? How is any of that on me?
About the two questions that people didn't go out to vote, you know, against.
Yeah, hey, Bob, you know who spent money harvesting ballots to get question one passed? The Mass Teachers Union. Do you know what? Do you know what Jim Lyons did to try to stop that? Do you know what he did? Do you know how much money he spent trying to solicit mail-in ballots? They spent $23 million, the teachers. Do you know how much Jim Lyons spent? He spent zero. Question four, the illegal aliens. I helped get those signatures. Me and a lot of other people helped get those signatures. Once he got it on the ballot, he gave $17,000 to his lawyer. $17,000 to his lawyer, claiming he had done a lot of work for him on the ballot question. And this is the same lawyer who was suing the state treasurer of the Republican Party. Jim Lyons claimed that he needed a restraining order against him because by mistake, he sent him a picture of him with an AR-15 that was meant to go to his son. Jim Lyons knows so little about guns, not to mention anything else. He called it an AK-47. That's a Russian gun, Jim. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Here you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
508 says, I didn't know you were the campaign manager. I didn't know it either. I could have done a better job than those jamokes, those bindle stiffs. God, 844-500-4242. I was glad to see Karen Spilka's joke, though, about making plates at Walpole, because the attorney general who's got the criminal referral about Lyons and the state senator, Fat Man, was there in the audience. Maybe get her a little more interested, give her a nudge towards doing the right thing. 844-500-4242. Brandon today, it was some kind of Persian ceremony. You know what they say? You know, one man's mead is another man's Persian. It's an old play on the word, one man's meat is another man's poison. Well, Joe Biden today became a Persian.
You know, the Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture.
He's a student.
Not a practitioner, but a student.
What the hell is a student? Or what is a practitioner, excuse me? What is a practitioner of the Persian culture? You know, the original Persians were Zoroastrian. That means they were fire worshippers. I'll tell you, there's one member of the Biden family who's spent a lot of time in front of fires, knows a lot about worshiping fire. He had a crack pipe. Not to mention what goes in a crack pipe. You know who I'm talking about. So maybe he is a practitioner of the or someone in the family is a practitioner of the Persian culture. If you're talking about Zoroastrianism, anyway. Then he also had another weird comment here.
Lieutenant Colonel, I just want one commitment from you. When you head to Mars, you won't take Jill. She can be gone too long.
What the hell does that mean, Bill? You're next, final caller of the night. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie, I just wanted to discuss this attitude that was evident in an earlier caller, because we got a couple of guys on the air up here with the same mentality, and it was in the discussion about DeSantis and Trump. Now, you know what? I don't quite trust DeSantis yet. I don't know if he's being backed by the Bushes and so forth. However, I got enough common sense that if it was down to if DeSantis won...
Yeah.
And then he's up against Biden. I'm voting for DeSantis.
Right. No, a lot of people feel like you do, Bill, that they don't quite trust him because he's got some people behind him that maybe are, well, we'll talk more about this. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.